time.
Somebody
good afternoon.
Out here is getting paid at the DMV. Bye. They're getting a dollar in that per hour. Yeah, so where's the fairness in that?
Well, you know, unfortunately, I often remind people that when the Constitution was amended to abolish slavery back after the Civil War, the one group they expressly exempted, unfortunately, were prisoners.
Absolutely. That's definitely still in the 13th Amendment.
What's going on, everybody? It's Slay Diddy, a.k.a. Professor Slay, a.k.a. Mr. WGXE, and you are listening to WGXE Acre 90.7 FM and WGXE.org. Listen in, y'all.
Early Electromix is a series to document the history of experimental electronic music from the 50s to the 80s. Pioneers who paved the way for what was to become techno, ambient, electronica, and most of what we are listening to. Essential Culture on air every Tuesday from 11 to 12 a.m.
WGXE underwriting support is provided in part by Sun Common, supporting vibrant communities across New York for over 15 years, offering custom solar installations for homes, farms, and businesses. Information at suncommon.com.
Wave Farms WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Sabisha Friedberg of New York, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners.
Welcome back to the Inhuman City on WGXC 90.7 FM, radio for open ears here in the Hudson Valley. I'm going to just play some all kinds of things, but I am going to privilege one album that someone recently put in my hands that I thought was pretty exciting. something called Force Multiplier Audio Extended Version, which is something that was produced by the artist Andrew Zarou about 7 years ago. I thought it was an interesting premise. Basically, he had made a drawing, and the drawing became something of a graphical score that was used as a prompt for a number of artists and friends who work with sound, work with music, and they took the drawing as the basis for works, 2 minute or less works, and so they were responses to his drawing that evolved into something called Force Multiplier. So I'm going to mix in a few samples from that project from Andrew Zarou, starting with a piece by an artist named Christina Clare called Rerun. See if I can tell you anything about Rerun. Notes that this was recorded through multiple single track layering using two iPhones in a process that occurred 9 times, 9 being a number that to Claire is very prominent in Zarou's work from Force Multiplier. So stay tuned for an hour of The Inhuman City, followed by Music of Recent Centuries, which is a classical show produced by Miles Goldfarb. But meantime, stick with me for the hour. Here's Christina Clare, Rerun. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, I just want to remind you that you're listening to another episode of The Inhuman City on WGXC 90.7 FM. After initial track from Force Multiplier, I played something from Crescent by The Roads and the Fields called Micah. And after that, we heard another piece from Force Multiplier from Ted Kirsten, which was a piece made with a sewing machine. And currently what you're hearing is from David Berman, QSRL, from My Dear Siegfried. Stay tuned for more. This is another piece from Force Multiplier by Bundle called B. So stay tuned for this and more. Okay, so we're back. To remind you, well, I figured I should tell you what we've been listening to, and to remind you we're listening to WTXC, and that this is community radio and listener-supported community radio at that. Probably aware that we depend on our brilliant listeners to keep us going, and so that we can bring you things like what we've recently been listening to, such as, well, I brought you up to Bundle, play as a piece called B that was also from the Force Multiplier compilation that was kind of a curatorial album put together by Andrew Zeru based on a drawing that he made, a kind of schematic for provoking other artists to make sound works. And so there was, that was followed by, Bundle was followed by something from Nicole Nguyen and Stephen Vitiello. There was a piece there after that by an artist named Tim Wilson called 666 Double D, described as something that was made based on Andrew's drawing. He decided to make an algorithm to generate sequence sound from the work. After that, we listened to Daniel Higgs from Ancestral Songs. And immediately following that, well, I guess we haven't listened to anything immediately following that because I rudely interrupted my own program to tell you what we're doing here. I'm going to get back to it more from, I think one more maybe from Force Multiplier by an artist named Peyton Pinkerton called Four. This is another 2-minute piece. And so stay with me for the last 25 minutes of the program. This is Peyton Pinkerton, Four.
Thank you.
Okay, I'm just going to I'm just going to break in here because this is coming towards the end of the hour of this program, and I wanted to let you know that I've been playing a bunch of things from this wonderful compilation, artwork, collaboration, production by the artist Andrew Zaru called Force Multiplier. I played, I think, about five or six pieces from that work. It's a really interesting project. I hope you check out the rest of it. It was basically something that was prompted by a drawing, a generative drawing that then was used to provoke, prompt, encourage artist collaborative friends to make short works in response to this kind of notation. So following that, I mixed in some other works. Then we heard something from Sun Ra, Looking Outward, and currently in the middle of listening to M. Geddes Gengris, another generative work made coincidentally in the same year as Force Multiplier, called Two Variations. I'm going to bring that back on. Keep listening to this fantastic community radio station, listener-supported, local, important, experimental project, WGXC, live and on the radio in Greene and Columbia counties and on other devices near and far. So a few more minutes of listening to M. Geddes Gengris, and then following this hour, you can keep it tuned here to hear music from recent centuries.